June has long been recognized as LGBTQ Pride Month in honor of the Stonewall Riots, which took place in New York City in June 1969. If there is one thing that is proudly being displayed as a symbol for the LGBTQ rights movement, it is without a doubt the rainbow flag. Over the years, the rainbow pride flag has become a symbol synonymous with the LGBTQ+ community and its fight for equal rights and acceptance across the globe. It is also a celebration of the beauty and diversity of the experience flown at Pride events all throughout the month of June. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Pulines and I'm your host. Today I am going to talk about the rainbow flag, why it became the symbol of the LGBTQ+ community, what it stands for, and its significance to any member of the community. Well, it goes back to 1978 when the artist Gilbert Baker, an openly gay man and a drag queen, designed the first rainbow flag. Baker later revealed that he was urged by Harvey Milk, one of the first openly gay elected officials in the US, to create a symbol of pride for the gay community. Baker decided to make flag as a symbol because he saw flags as the most powerful symbol of pride. Just like in every country, our flag is our symbol of pride. The first version of the rainbow flag were flown on June 25, 1978 for the San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade. However, because of the production issues, the pink and turquoise stripes were removed and indigo was replaced by basic blue, which resulted in the contemporary six-stripe flag with colors red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. Today, this is the most common variant of the rainbow flag, with the red stripe on top, as in a natural rainbow. The various colors came to reflect both the immense diversity and the unity of the LGBTQ community. Pero, it was not until 1994 that the rainbow flag was truly established as the symbol for LGBTQ pride. Now, the rainbow flag is an international symbol for the LGBTQ and can be seen flying proudly during both the promising times and the difficult ones all around the world. Pero when you think about the symbols of the LGBTQ community, immediately ang may isip mo yung rainbow-colored pride flag. Kasi yung iconic stripes and hues, lahat ito mahanap mo sa mga flagpoles, sa mga front porches, sa mga windows, sa mga lapel, and sa lahat ng mga merchandise na may isip mo, makikita mo yung rainbow-colored pride flag na yan. Pero, do you know the meaning of the colors behind the flag? At saka yung mga iba't ibang iterations na nangyari dyan sa rainbow flag na yan dahil nag-evolve to over time, or there's actually a total of more than 30 different LGBTQ plus flags. Yes, there are actually 32 different LGBTQ flag. Grabe, nung nag-research ako, tawan-tawa ako. Parang, oh my God, ang dami pala talagang flag. And it represents not just, you know, the whole LGBTQ, pero yung individually ni-represent din niya. I actually tweeted the image of these 32 different flags yesterday. Yung, of course, nandiyan yung the Gilbert Baker Pride, which is the original one, the 1978 Pride flag, the traditional gay pride flag, meron din yung Philadelphia pride flag, at yung bago ngayon, yung progress pride flag, and the different flag that represents bisexual, pansexual, asexual, for the labris lesbian, for polyamory, for intersex, for transgender, for gender fluid, for gender queer, for our ally, meron din silang sariling pride flag. For the leather ones, for the people who loves leather, for the bear brotherhood, pero what I'm trying to say is, meron din yung mga nagre-represents people who loves rubber and leather. So meron din sila for the polysexual, for the demisexual, for the lesbian. Ano nga pa yung ibang meaning ng lovers lesbian sa ano? Sa lesbian. Anyway, kailangan ma-research natin yan. And for the demi-romantic, what is demi-romantic? For the non-binary, for the pride of Africa, oh my God, merong ano flag sarili ang Africa. For the queer people of color, for intersex or inclusive, for the trans-inclusive gay men, for two-spirit people, for the abrosexual, for the drags, for our queens, of course, and for the agender. So, yan, 32 different pride flag that represents and each and every diverse and unique identity sa community. Nakakatuwa, there are 32 different flags. But for more than a piece of fabric, these LGBTQ flags tells the story of the individuals they represent, acting as tools of visibility in a society that does its best to ignore their basic human and civil rights. The earliest version of the Baker's Rainbow Pride flag from 1978 included 8 colors. At yung sinasabi nga natin na mayroong hot pink and turquoise, tapos may iba-ibang meaning pala yung color na yon. So yung hot pink during that time represents sex. Red is for life, orange is for healing, yellow is for sunlight, green is for nature, turquoise is for magic or art, indigo for serenity, and violet is for spirit. Pero almost immediately after the 8-color rainbow pride flag was unveiled, na-modified siya agad-agad kasi nung na-assassin si Harvey Milk noong November 27, 1978, nagkaroon ng demand for the flag na mapalitan siya. So kaya yung hot pink fabric kasi nga was difficult to find, so nag-decide si Baker na tanggalin na lang siya. And in 1979, the flag was changed again kasi according dun sa kay Baker, pag nakahang yung ano vertically yung pride flag sa mga lampos ng San Francisco Market Street, yung center ng stripe, which is the turquoise, parang nag-aano siya, parang nagkakaroon siya ng similar color doon sa lamppost itself. So ang ginawa ni Baker, dinap niya yung ano, yung turquoise at pinalitan niya ng blue. So kaya ngayon nagkaroon na lang ng 6 na color yung pride flag, which is red, yellow, green, blue, and violet. Again, red is for life, orange is for healing, yellow is for sunlight, green for nature, blue now is for harmony, and violet is for spirit. But previously, you may have noticed that the LGBTQIA+ pride flag displayed every June for Pride Month was a simple red to a purple rainbow. Pero nagkaroon ng slight difference dyan sa flag na yan lately. Kasi nagkaroon ng ngayon ng bagong flag. This new flag is called the Progress Pride Flag, and a digital designer, Daniel Cusar, created it in 2018. At meron siyang na additional color apart from the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. Nagkaroon din siya ng black or brown and the 3 stripes, which is the white, blue, and pink. Now, ano ngayon ang difference niya when it comes to meaning? Ganun pa rin naman, yung red is for life, which makes sense if you think about how blood is red and how often blood is thought of as a vital life force of the body. Red also represents passion among many cultures, and passion is ideally where life originates from. And then yung orange is for healing. As a color, orange is believed to be fun and a celebratory color. And fun and celebration are both healing activities. Then yung yellow is for new ideas. Kung uhulaan mo na yung yellow represents sunlight, you would be correct din naman. But the color yellow functions as the flags, radiant and bright center. And the color yellow is said to stimulate new ideas and thoughts. Parang light bulb moment. Kasi nga, di ba, yung bulb itself is color yellow. Now, green, napalitan na siya, hindi na siya nature, but instead, it was now defined as prosperity. As we all know, nature is a healing place, and the color green is associated with prosperity and growth. Think about our produce, yung mga plants, yung mga, di ba, they're all green. And blue went back to its original meaning for serenity. And as we all know, yung blue is a calming color. It has that ability to feel calm and serene. And that's why siguro blue is my favorite color. Pero actually, yung designer, sabi niya sa akin, blue is tama sa akin because of my eyes. Kasi di ba yung mga designer na clothes, they know kung ano yung bagay na color sa'yo. So sabi ni designer sa akin, yung earth colors daw are not for me. So yeah, anyway, back to the color of the flag. So yung blue nga is again na went back to its meaning na serenity. Then yung violet or the purple is for spirit, which is the last color, purple. Yung the last color dun sa rainbow flag is purple. It represents spirits. Purple is often thought of as a regal and a royal color, and on its own denotes pride. Like blue, purple is also considered a calming color. But rather being associated with calm, the color purple connects us to the spiritual realm. And then, nadagdag yung black or brown. Now, this represents people of color. This was an important addition because people of color have often been left out of the queer narrative, despite, you know, being the driving force behind the movement. With the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement, remember that one? Culture at large began to shift in a much needed way towards acknowledging the vital roles that people of color have had in our society. And then yung sinasabi ko nga kanina na nagkaroon ng additional na 3 stripes, yung color white, baby blue, and pink. And this now represent the trans community. Diba traditionally, yung color na pink and baby blue, ginagamit natin yan that represents the yung baby, whether it's a boy or a girl. Here, sa bagong version, the colors denote those genders. The color white represents people who are transitioning, intersex, or identity outside of the gender binary. Now, the word progress in the new flag isn't only about adding the new colors to it. It is also because of the shape. So, kung mapapansin mo, yung rainbow color o yung the progress flag, hindi na lang siya yung mahabang stripes, nagkaroon na siya ng triangle. So think about the Philippine flag, di ba yung Philippine flag may triangle? So nagkaroon siya noon. So yung triangle na yon, nandun yung black or brown, tapos nandun din yung pink, blue, and white. This was done intentionally to convey the separation in meaning and shift in focus to how important the issues represented on the left are. The placement of the new colors in an arrow shape is meant to convey the progress still needed. Kasi nga marami talagang progress pa talaga na needed sa community natin, like the trans right. And this arrow or yung triangle designs is meant to highlight that issues. Pero when the progress pride flag was released, it immediately went viral and people hailed it both for being inclusive and clearly showing that we have made progress and that we have more strides to make. The rainbow flag surely has its own meaning or its significance to each and every one of us. So ang ginawa ko, nag-crowdsource ako. Nag-DM ako ng mga friends ko who are part of the LGBTQ community, and I asked them one question. What is the significance of the rainbow flag sa buhay nila as part of the community? So, here they are. From my Twitter friend, EJ, ang sabi niya, the rainbow flag reminds me of the struggles, the fight, and the successes of the LGBTQ plus community from the time we stood up until the time the world started listening. It reminds me that there were sacrifices made so that the colors of the flag could bring hope and happiness to the members of the community who felt or still feel they are less than the standards of the society. Wow! Ganda! Ganda, EJ. And from Wanna Babe, my Twitter daughter, he said, the significance of the rainbow flag for me is the diversity of every color in being one. Like us, being human, no matter what color, race, or gender you are, we are all as one. Nice. And from Natsi, one of my Twitter friends and my real neighbor back home in Manila, sabi niya, so for me, those colors in LGBTQ plus flag, our flag symbolizes the people from different strokes of life. Every color in you represents the struggles and triumphs of every people like us since the beginning of time. Some are dark, some are bright. If not, all most of us needed to crawl our way out to the open for acceptance and respect from the prying eyes and prejudice of the heterosexuals and homophobes. I may say that we have come so far since, but then it doesn't mean that we should stop here. Our battle for fairness and equality goes on, and we must stand firm on what we believe in and fighting for. I know we live in a democratic world, but we still need to be mindful of our words and actions, for we do not want to give them even an ounce of a reason to crawl back at us, reason to disrespect and dishonor us. And I would like to end this with a quote. May pa-quote si Natsi from the movie Cinderella. Have courage and be kind. After all, we're all in this together, and together we are strong. Wow! Natsi, that was beautiful! Grabe ha, pagandahan ng sagot ang mga friends ko. And from Aldrinos, my dearest Aldrinos, ang sabi niya, the rainbow flag is a representation when used to celebrate pride or the LGBTQ plus community. It is not just a celebration of identity, it is also an indication of allyship, being in the safe spaces, community, and inclusivity. The impact of a pride flag is the community is an elevation coming from grappling sector to be identified and considered extensions of our acceptance towards equality. With this flag, we can tell we no longer fight for existence, but equal forum to fly within, safe space for people experience isolation. We are no longer have that because we can soar higher in perfect rainbow representation. Wow, Aldrinos, this is really beautiful. And for my dearest B, one of my Twitter friend, he already guested on my podcast few times. Ang sabi naman niya, not the LGBTQ flag literally shows a rainbow color, but those colors significantly represents on how us members of the LGBTQ community stands vibrant after all of the struggles, shortcomings, pain, hate, or homoslur. Like the rainbow after the storm, we LGBTQ community exudes beauty after all of the storms of hate and still radiates kindness to the eyes of the people. Well said, B. Tama talaga yan. Tama. Good job. And another Twitter daughter, Francis Blaze, he said, personally, the pride flag means being brave and happy. Growing up in the province and coming from a religious family, I used to think that not being straight was a bad thing. I used to be afraid to even think that what if I was gay? What would other people think of me? And had a lot of internalized homophobia back then. These things used to weigh on me and made me really unhappy. Eventually, when I accepted who I am and learned more about the community, I didn't feel so alone. I became happier and less afraid. And yes, Francis, you shouldn't be afraid. In fact, Mother Tony will always be here for you. So don't be afraid, okay? And this time from Derek, another Twitter friend. He actually guested on my podcast a couple of episodes ago. And he said, the rainbow flag has been a symbol of our battle cry for equality, inclusivity, and diversity. Thus, it has always been the emblem of our pride. As members of the LGBTQIA+ community, for me, it is a constant reminder that the pride, not the one that celebrates our own accomplishments, which is more like a vanity, but the one that celebrates our own shared dignity. Regardless of our gender, sexuality, orientations, or preferences, as human beings, we all must celebrate our shared dignity. All of us are you under one rainbow flag. The challenge is to hoist that flag and continue our fight for our rights as members of the community. But we cannot win our battle by making enemies left, right, front, and back. As a member of the community, we're all in this together. Let our rainbow flag remind us our inclusivity, diversity, and equality we all desire to achieve must be coming from our own effort to be more inclusive, respectful, understanding, and loving to our brothers and sisters in the community. Happy Pride, mga badeng! That's what he said. Nice one, Derek. It's so beautiful. Another Twitter friend and host of the Connect Space on Twitter Space, Torment. For me, the rainbow flag signifies the LGBTQIA struggles and triumphs and a constant reminder that we have already gone a long way, but we still have a lot of things to work on to achieve equal rights and acceptance within the society. Yes, Torment, I believe in you, especially with the Soji Bill. From my sisters, ito yung mga ka-workmate ko who happens to be my close friend and my sisters. From the Queen, Arturo, he said, pride is for everyone. The flag represents the whole community. This is true especially to the community that are a target of abuse and exclusion. The progress flag celebrates each and every one of us. And from another sister, the princess, JR, when I look at the flag, I see various elements of me. I have never viewed myself to be as simple, or I've never viewed myself to be simple. I recognize that I am a complex, and that is what makes me unique and beautiful. Taray Jay, ha? And from the lady himself, Joseph, meron siyang patula. And you know, Joseph is very passionate with the LGBTQ issues. So here's what he says. I know there is a rainbow for me to follow, to get beyond my sorrow. Thunder precedes the sunlight. So it will be all right. If I can find that rainbow's end, I will be all right. And if I can find that rainbow's end. Nice, Joseph. Thank you. And from my dear friend for life who actually designed my podcast artwork cover from Melvin Madrid, he said, the rainbow flag signifies diversity with the LGBTQ community. Though we stand as one community, we also have our own individuality and personal preferences. And from the two hosts of my favorite podcast, It's an Adult Thing, who are members of the LGBTQ, mga moms, Nika and Carla, ito ang sabi nila. Ang rainbow flag ay sagisag ng makulay na spectrum ng human sexuality and gender. Hindi lang siya tungkol sa LGBTQ+, but also about the diversity and complexity ng tao. Hindi tayo black or white lang. Hindi rin sapat ang gray areas as additional categories. Sakop ng karanasang pantao natin ang mga kulay ng buong bahaghari at marahil higit pa. Oh, thank you to Nika and Carla, to the host of the podcast It's an Adult Thing. Thank you talaga. Thank you. And actually, gusto ko silang i-guest sa podcast and they already agreed. But for whatever reasons, na-chope ako kasi They're so brilliant. So parang hindi ko ata mamamatch yung brilliance nila. But one day, magkakalakas din ako ng loob para matuloy itong guesting nila. Because really, really brilliant. And guys, if you haven't heard this podcast, ilang beses ko na siya inano sa Twitter. Ilang beses ko na ito tweet. Na please listen to their podcast. It's called It's an Adult Thing. It's an Adult Thing. Anyway, this time naman, I asked our LGBTQ allies na kakilala ko, from my sister to another mother, si Teth Murdoch. Ang sabi naman niya, as an LGBTQ ally, the rainbow flag signifies equality, diversity, inclusivity, love, and respect. And of course, from the beauty queen, podcaster, and women's issues advocate, my friend Carla Lizardo, she said, for me, it's a beautiful reminder that not everything is black and white in this world. There's a whole spectrum of human experiences, emotions, and point of views to learn about, appreciate, and celebrate. Thank you, Carla and Tet. Thank you for being our ally. So what does it signify to me naman? To me, the rainbow flag signifies that sense of belongingness. There's a certain amount of safety pag nakakita ko ng rainbow flag. It signifies my identity. It signifies hope, joy, and pride. Belongingness because no matter how diverse we are, how unique we are with our identity and expressions, there is a great amount of belongingness. Kahit saan ka magpunta, basta nakita mo yung mga community, kahit hindi mo yan kakilala, feeling mo, you still belong. I don't know where you get it, but basta, may certain amount of belongingness na mararamdaman mo. Yung safety, for whatever reasons, kahit saan ako makapunta, I've traveled around, pag nakakita ko ng mga basta lugar, makakita ko ng isang rainbow flag, I feel safe. Kasi alam ko, pag pumasok ako doon, alam kong I am in a safe place. People will understand me here. People will support me. And people will accept me for who I am. And then, sabi ko, it gives me that identity. The rainbow flag is enough to express my identity. I know that there's still a lot of people who are living a double life, hiding in the closet, and having a hard time accepting their true identity. And hopefully, sana mahanap na nila yung real identity nila. Because it's so good to be out in the open and to be proud. And then, the rainbow flag gives me hope that one day, all adversities, trials, and causes we fight, we will all win them. Just like the Soju Bill in the Philippines. Sana talaga mangyari na yan. And every time I see a rainbow flag, it gives me joy. It uplifts my spirit. As what they always say, there's a rainbow after each and every storm. And the rainbow flag is our pride. It's like another citizenship that, you know, you are carrying to yourself. Podcast naman. It was named after the rainbow because, for obvious reason, na I'm a member of the LGBTQ+ community. I know yung mga topic na discussed ko will be diverse as what the community and what the flag stands for. In every episode of my podcast, my closing spiel goes like this. We are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Alam niyo ba na yung line na yan is from the hit series called Queer as Folks. And speaking of Queer as Folks, nahanap ko for the listeners na hindi alam yung Queer as Folks. Queer as Folks is one of the most celebrated LGBTQ series nung late 90s. Yan, or late 90s. Yan, sumikat yan. And ang original niyan is a British version. Tapos nag-adapt na 2 seasons lang ata yung British version. Tapos nag-adapt yung US and they were very, very successful. And I was very into it. Oh my goodness me. For those people who has not, who have not watched Queer as Folks, nahanap ko siya sa BFlix. Tweet ko siya. Please look at my tweet. Tweet ko siya regarding sa ano, Queer as Folks. Nandun siya sa ano, sa BFlix. So, panoorin niya siya. So, going back. Itong line na to, that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Yun nga, kinuha ko siya. Nakuha ko siya dun sa ano, sa hit series na Queer as Folks. Dineliver siya ni Mikey, who is one of the main character. And he was invited to give a speech at that particular episode. And one of the line na sinabi niya, ayaan. And simula nung narinig ko siya, nag-stuck na talaga siya sa isip ko at sa puso ko. At daladala ko siya at dadalin ko siya habang buhay. Totoo naman, we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. But admittedly and very sadly, inside our community is where you will find injustices din. Meron ding divide. Di ba nga recently sa US nagkaroon ng division yung LGBTQ plus community and the trans community. So hopefully, na-resolve na yan. And of course, inside our community, meron pa ring racism. And people who look down on each other, especially with the so-called preferences. But hey, like every family, there will always be fights and misunderstanding. But hopefully, we will come into terms that we are a community and we needed something to express our joy, our beauty, our power. And the rainbow did that. The rainbow flag is a symbol of freedom and liberation that we made for ourselves. Flags are about proclaiming power. That's visibility is key to our success and to our justice. The rainbow flag did tell us that we are all beautiful like it's every unique bright colors. Ha! Well, another episode has ended. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did while I was doing the research on this topic. Please do not forget to share this podcast to your family and friends. And please do not forget to follow and subscribe for more episodes. And if you don't mind my favor, please rate my podcast. And kung pwede, 5-star na rin, so that a lot of people will know about my podcast pag nagbabrowse sila. And again, this podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and other podcasting platforms. Well, till next time, everybody, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Happy Pride, everybody. God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.